Hi, my name is Josh Hostetler, and I've been going to Cornerstone for about 4 years. I was asked to share my testimony, and so I just want to share with you what I've been learning the last couple months. One of the things that I've really learned is about listening to what God is telling you, just taking the time to be still. Sometimes in life, it's hard to sit and be still, and I think in my life, I have oftentimes gone through and been on a treadmill, and it seems in my life it goes in cycles. And about 8 or 9 months ago, we had a family death, and then we had another close family or close member that I knew pass away, and then another family member we lost, all within the span of 6 months. And it threw me into a rut. I was angry. I was mad. I was short-tempered. Generally, I wasn't really fun to be around. And one of our fellow church members took me aside when we were having supper together and just said, you need to take a break. And that was probably the best thing that I could have heard. And it has been a blessing. I ended up being off for a couple months, and the time that I took, not only with my family, but just to invest in my relationship with God, as well as my relationship with my family, my relationship with my brothers and sisters in Christ. Mind you, in spite of this COVID crisis, it was a challenge, so a lot of it was done through FaceTime, through text, through phones, that kind of stuff. So, but again, it was encouraging. And a lot of it too was we were doing family devotions, and that as a family was really pivotal. And so I just want to encourage those. I know you can't always find the easiest time to get together, whether sometimes it's over a meal, but again, where you can just build into each other. The challenge also that I've found, having gone back to work, is still trying to not fit it into my schedule, but have it being a pivotal part of my schedule, just starting your day off, being still. Because if you start off being still, it changes the outlook and the whole perspective of your day, how you deal with problems, how you deal with challenges, how you deal with everything. And again, I can attest to the days that I don't do that, it makes a huge difference. And so, again, as brothers and sisters in Christ, I just want to encourage you to start the day off, to take that time, whether it's on your drive to work, whether it's getting up and just having a cup of coffee, doing whatever you need to do to take the time to build into your relationship with God. It's made a difference in my life, and it's going to continue. Sometimes we revert back, though, to our old defaults, and so this is where we need to build into each other as far as phoning up a friend and saying, hey, how are you doing with that? So again, I just want to encourage you. So that's pretty much been the biggest, I guess, revelation in that regard, and I've just really enjoyed the time that I had off. It was like a breath of fresh air. And I know some days the busyness can get to us, but we just need to, again, take the time to start the day off right. And that helps us, in a sense, deal with that busyness or puts perspective on it in that regard. Thank you very much.